Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hello, it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight is AW Dynamite, and it is the go-home Dynamite. The go-home Dynamite for this weekend's All In. There is a collision show that is coming up tomorrow, which I think we have one match for. I think there's like a, what is it? Beast Mortos match? But anyway, we'll go the full lineup for tonight, tell you everything that's going on the show. We'll give you the preview for the pay-per-view this coming weekend and more. We've also got the NXT TV review. Did you guys watch NXT? What a nothing happening show that was. I thought it largely sucked. But in a kind of like a boring way. It was just like so boring. It wasn't like it was... I've seen some bad NXT shows. This one was just boring leading into... It just felt like they got so much stuff going on this weekend that everybody is just, you know, they're doing their best to try to get everything out there. But just... What can you do? We got a lot to get into. And Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us. I believe we have part two of the Filthies coming up here today. We did the Class B Awards on Monday's show, and today we will do, I guess, the Class A Awards. So we'll find out what slammies are going to who here today. That should be a lot of fun. Also got notes, the 4th of July SmackDown ratings, which honestly, I mean, it was down quite a bit, but it was the 4th of July. I can't believe one person watched. So we'll tell you about that, plus an injury to Red Velvet. WWE has released somebody who's been around for over 15 years and more. Back in a moment with Filthy Observer Live.
Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. A very, very busy week. And we've got All In this weekend. We got Dynamite coming up tonight. We had a Tony Khan media call yesterday, which we got to talk about here in a moment. It was head-to-head with his show. But man, did he say something funny. So we got Dynamite tonight, Moxley, Claudio, and the Young Bucks versus Hangman, Ospreay, Shibata, and Hobbs, which sounds awesome. We got a match for the number two spot in the Women's Casino Gauntlet, Tekla, Ty Mello, Queen Aminata, and Megan Bain. We got Samoa Joe and Wheeler Yuta. We got Mercedes and Tony Storm face-to-face, and we have MJF and Mark Briscoe having a Talky Talk. That's coming up tonight. And that, of course, leads to Saturday, Moxley and Hangman, Texas Death Match for the title, Tony Storm and Mercedes in the AEW Women's title match, Okada and Kenny Omega in a winner-take-all match for the unified title, Hurt Syndicate versus Jet Speed and Christian and Nick Wayne for the tag team titles, Adam Cole versus Kyle Fletcher for the TNT title. Swerve and Ospreay versus the Young Bucks with EVP titles. And Strickland and Ospreay being unable to challenge for the title for a full year if they lose. Men's Casino Gauntlet and Women's Casino Gauntlet. That's a lot of stuff, Tom.
Yeah. Now, Brian, I've listened to you and Dave talk a little bit about the possibilities coming out of this Swerve Strickland and Ospreay match against the Young Bucks. And I think, I mean, there's a very easy way to go about this. And that is, like you said, I think that they should lose to the Young Bucks. I think they should not be able to challenge
absolutely
for a year.
Because 100%.
As we've heard multiple times, the idea behind this unified title is to get it up to the level of a second world title. So you could easily shift from whoever that is, Okada, my guess is Omega, you know, down the road to perhaps a feud between Ospreay and Swerve over that very belt, and then build to a match, you know, against the other champion as well. So I think that's a great idea to do, and I think there's still a ton of possibilities coming out of that where you elevate that unified title because, you know, those guys can't challenge for the rightful quote-unquote title. And it seems like they've been kind of trying to do that ever since Punk was around, if you remember back in the day.
Well, yeah, you could do that, but my idea was slightly different, and that is you got 85 awesome tag teams in AEW, most of which are doing nothing right now, and I think that if they won the tag titles from the Hurt Syndicate, I mean, dude, you could probably go 2 years with them as tag team champions, but really you only have to go about, I mean, they're not going to win the tag titles in July, so if they won them in September, October, you know, you'd have to go from October through May, which you could easily do. There's so many teams to do an October through May run as tag team champions. And then at that point, I mean, they're going to start the Owen, and they both enter the Owen. And, I mean, it's like paint by the numbers, but, I mean, they could end up in the finals of the Owen. Two men who couldn't challenge for a year are in the finals of the Owen. One of them is going to win and get a title shot at Wembley. So that's what I'd do, but that's just me.
You know, you could do both.
You could do both. That is true.
You could do both. You could. Hey, how about this idea, right? They haven't done a big tag title or tag tournament yet. Why not a Continental Classic with the tag teams? And you have Ospreay and Swerve end up coming out of that, winning it.
Yeah. Everyone seems confused here. If Ospreay and Swerve win, they don't become EVPs. The EVP title is on the line in the sense that if the Bucks lose, they're no longer EVPs. But they made it very clear in a promo that Swerve doesn't trust Ospreay with that power. At which point Ospreay said, well, I mean, he's not wrong. So yesterday, to promote this show, Tony Khan did a media call, and I was dying during this media call, because if you'll recall, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, there was an interview with Nick Khan, and which, by the way, do you remember when Nick Khan and Tony Khan, their last names were spelled differently, Tom?
Are they now spelled the same?
They're the same. And allegedly, they've always been spelled the same. And I think this is the Mandela effect, because I absolutely 100% remember these two names being spelled differently. And
as do I.
I know. And, you know, I somebody in WWE yesterday was like, dude, you're not wrong. I know they were spelled different. Nope. Apparently, they've always been the same. Now, somebody did go back. One of our readers did go back through like the Google machine or whatever that thing is, and there are some news articles from around the time that Nick Khan was hired where his name was spelled differently. But it was weird, because like it would be spelled wrong in the headline but right in the body of the article, or vice versa. It's just weird. But anyway, this Nick Khan bloke, remember he did that interview and he's like, we don't bench our talent. And then like everyone who loves AEW got really angry and it's like, well, let's find out who we can find that they have benched. And then, you know, we've had the argument for weeks about what the term benched even means. And, you know, nobody gets benched and this and that. I swear to God, Tony Khan yesterday, when asked about Britt Baker, he said, we got a lot of talent on the bench if we need it. I was dying, absolutely dying. He just flat out said, yep, we got a lot of people benched. So anyway, he was asked about Britt Baker.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, Tom.
Do I need to get into this?
No. He was asked about Britt Baker.
Because being benched and being on the bench are not the same things.
He was asked about, you're on the bench, dude.
They are not the same thing.
Listen.
The terms are not congruent.
The point is, there are people on the bench. Literally, it says, on the bench. We have talent on our bench, okay? There are benched talent. Look at you. Look at you. First off, you're shrinking. You look like mini-me.
Because I'm embarrassed by your inability
to understand.
Get out
of here. Is this going to be about rock, paper, scissors next or whatever that thing was?
Oh my
What was
God.
It last time?
Flip a coin.
Oh yeah, flipping a coin. Shut up, Dom. I don't need you. Anyway,
yes, you do to explain how to flip a coin.
He's asked, "Where's Britt Baker?" And he said there'd been, you know, there were rumors about she'd asked for a release to go to WWE. He said he had never had a conversation about her leaving AEW. He likes her a lot. He launched into a sports analogy about only being able to use so many players as starters. They've been running a tight, focused show with a focused crew. They have a lot of talent on the bench if they need it, which applies to both the men and the women. And that's all he said. So, there you go. He said the Continental and International titles will not be retired, and the new Unified Champion might carry around all three belts, because of course. He also verified the Continental Classic will be back, but did not say what the winner will get. He noted that there have been a lot of injuries. Queen Aminata was, quote, called up to replace Jamie Hayter, who has been injured, and she will be out of action longer than expected. Red Velvet was injured during her CMLL match last month. While she is expected to push through, she will be unable to defend the title, and so there will be a new interim champion crowned this Friday. So they're not stripping her. We're adding another belt because she's injured. And then he talked about Mercedes Moné and the questions about her creative control or lack thereof. And he said he is the only one in AEW with creative control. Said he took control back heading into 2020 and again in 2025, which has resulted in a better product. Wow. We'll talk more about this after the break. Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Nerds, listen. Okay? You know what's funny about this whole benched thing? If you actually listen to the show, Tom, you would realize that I do know that there's a difference between being on the bench and being benched. Because I actually explained this correctly. And Dom would back me up if he wasn't being a gimmick. I actually explained this correctly a couple of days ago. Okay? There is being on the bench and there's being benched. They are two different things. Okay? I talked about this a few days ago. But here's the thing, though. Okay? With Britt Baker. We actually don't know if she's on the bench or benched. We have no idea. We also have no idea about a lot of different people. Is Keith Lee on the bench or is he benched? I don't know. These are the questions that we need answered, right?
Well, Brian, regardless, if you are a featured talent on television repeatedly over time, and then all of a sudden you are just gone, regardless, for a long time, for 6 months, for a year, 2 years, you're benched.
Sure.
That's the qualifier, is if you are previously like a star and then you
exactly
disappear.
This is exactly what
injured.
I said about Tala Tonga. When people go, Tala Tonga's been benched, it's like the guy didn't even debut. He got signed and then he sat on the bench waiting for them to plug him into the storyline, which they eventually did. Being benched would be, what's his name, poor Dexter Lumis. When that guy had that match with Motor City Machine Guns, and it was just the most horrible match ever, and he botched every spot, and he started dropping F-bombs on the air, if he then was taken off television, that guy got benched, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so we don't know what happened with Britt Baker. Is she on the bench, or did she get benched? And Keith Lee, and countless others. And apparently, and this was my fault, what's his name?
What?
Pete Dunne and...
No, what did you just say?
I said it's my fault.
A second ago? Whoa.
I always say this, you idiot. What's the other fella? Pete Dunne, his other fella?
Tyler Bate.
Tyler Bate, yeah. So I mentioned that they were injured, and apparently Tyler Bate actually came back from injury, but then disappeared. He had torn his pec. So he's not out due to injury. Now we just don't know why he's out. Is he benched, or is he on the bench? That's the question. Just like old Tala Tonga. Okay. What the heck is the point of all of this? Should we talk about NXT?
You were trying to prove that you're not a bonehead.
I'm not an idiot. I may play an idiot on the show sometimes, but I'm not an idiot. Now, Scott Stanford. God bless the guy. I don't mean to, like, I don't want to make fun of anybody. I hate when people get released, but like, when I found out today that he was released, I was like, was he hired? Apparently, Scott Stanford has been with WWE since 2009. Do you guys know who Scott Stanford is? Does anybody?
He's
apparently
in the backstage
he does
stuff.
Dude, never on television. We never saw this guy on television. Apparently, he did This Week in WWE on Peacock and the WWE Network.
Yeah, he's like an inset guy.
I guess. He, like, and Megan Morant were the hosts.
He'd be standing there, and there's a TV screen next to him.
Yeah. I thought that he'd been gone.
He's not even looking at it.
I thought he'd been gone for years. Apparently, he'd been around until, like, today. So, sucks. I don't like to see anybody released, but I was certainly surprised to see that message. SmackDown and Raw did terrible because it was the 4th of July. I don't think we need to talk any more about that. Although, to be fair, SmackDown doing a .32 in 18-49... and 1.2 million viewers, I was actually astounded. That's on the 4th of July. Who is sitting at home at 8 o'clock on the 4th of July watching wrestling? God. Virtually the entire SmackDown audience did. Astonishing. Astonishing.
They probably watched and then went out and celebrated because it was only 2 hours.
This guy goes, was Scott Stanford on the bench or bench? Neither. Apparently he was working the entire time. We just never saw it.
He was standing.
He was on the internet doing stuff. All right, I'm going to do a very quick NXT report so we can get into the filthies. You have the filthies ready after the break?
Yeah.
Okay. This show was just boring. It was...
Whoa. Hey, we still have a half hour to go.
How long are the filthies going to take? Well, should we do them now and then do the NXT report later?
I thought you were talking about our show.
What are you talking about, dude?
When you said this show is boring.
Get out of here, you idiot. So Ricky Saints had to run the gauntlet against Brad Baylor, Ricky Smokes, and the Evolved champion, Jackson Drake. And I think the idea of getting these guys on the show is to compel you to watch Evolve, but this did not work. Like, nothing against the three guys, but they're just three green young wrestlers who had short average matches with Ricky Starks and or Ricky Saints or whatever. I got them both on my notes. And then Ricky won. Just nothing to it.
Ricky Saints went marching in right through the Vanity Project.
I can't believe you. We have 4 minutes to do this review, and you had to get a Ricky Saints comes marching in joke in.
What I will say about them is that they wrestle exactly like how you would expect WWE ID guys to wrestle, which, hey, if that's what you want, great. But, my flavor.
It was painfully boring. Then we had a goofy segment where Blake has no interest in training or working out. She just wants to get made up. And so, like, she's a babyface. And she drags Jordan to get made up, and then they bond. It was so wacky, and it did not get me any more interested in the match than I was. It made me less interested somehow.
What is the match?
This
is for Jordan's match?
It's a tag
for the
match.
The title? When?
No, they're doing a tag match on Great American Bash. And then Jordan's getting a singles match on the next show.
Okay.
If I recall correctly.
Evolution.
And yeah, I mean, Blake is, she's just, I mean, she's Tiffany Stratton, you know? Pretty blonde, likes to get made up, doesn't care about wrestling.
She's turning ASAP.
I mean, at some point soon, yes.
Like, Jordan's winning that belt, and she's turning immediately. She's got to.
We had Charlie Dempsey and Tavion with Tavion's future and the No Quarter Catch crew on the line. And his foot fell in between the steps and the post. Charlie stomped on it, put him in a hold, and Ren Sinclair, she could take no more, she threw in the towel. And so now, Tavion is trapped in the No Quarter Catch crew for the rest of his life. It's rough. Mike Santana and Joe Hendry beat High Rise. And then Trick ran down, wiped out Santana. Hendry made the save. Wesley super kicked him. The heel stomped him down. Just a heat angle. It was fine. Honestly, the NXT guys were, I think, the most over guys on the show. Then we had Oba Femi and Inamura out for a talkie talk. And I'm pretty sure that everybody in the crowd has decided that Josh Briggs is turning on Inamura at the pay-per-view. Because Briggs is supposed to be like Inamura's best friend. They love Inamura. But every time Briggs grabs a mic, they are booing this guy out of the building. And a brawl breaks out. Geeks run down, break it up. And I think those fans are probably right. But did they have to spoil it for me? Kalani beat Lainey Reed. It was just there. And then Thea Hale went after Lainey.
What?
I mean, it was just there. There was nothing special about it.
Could anyone in their right mind explain to me what went on with this Kalani Jordan heel turn?
She's just a baby face
the
again.
The subsequent Sol Ruka and Zarya baby face turn, and then Zarya was going to turn on her to get the title shot, but that never even came close to happening. What in the world? Hey, congratulations to Carmelo Hayes and Kalani Jordan.
Yeah, congratulations to them. They got engaged this weekend. We got a family drama video package with Stax. Rizzo is just back. I mean,
and she's running the show.
Yeah, she's just back and running the show. And they had the funniest line I've ever heard in NXT. Where she says, Tony, Stax, you guys created a legacy. You brought in me and Luca. All those good times in the restaurant. Taking people to the bridge. To the wood shop. The championships and the family. I was crying. Taking people to the bridge and the wood shop? She's reminiscing about throwing dudes off the bridge to their death and yeah. putting them in wood chippers. Right in the middle of, oh, you know, the restaurant and winning belts and wood chipper. I was freaking dying. To the point I almost dropped an F-bomb. And they're having a final battle next week. A three-way on NXT television. That was amazing. What?
Are they just going to get back together? Because that's what I want to see after this segment.
I maybe.
Like, why maybe, not?
Because they're floundering.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the Acclaimed. Actually, no, the Acclaimed is in a much worse place. But they're basically the Acclaimed. Just like, it's exactly like Chase U. They split them up and, like, they're just, it's just, there's no point. They're all floundering.
Are the best stable alive.
We had Hank and Tank versus the Culling for the tag titles. This had a classic Vic Joseph moment as a bunch of people start interfering, and then Sol Ruka attacks Izzy for trying to interfere, and then Zarya shows up and kidnaps Tatum, and Vic Joseph actually says, "She once considered Tatum a friend." I was like, "Vic, I try so hard to like you, but like, screw you, dude. What are you talking about? Zarya hated Tatum from day one. For every second they were on screen together, she hated her. Sol was like sympathetic. Zarya hated her. Anyway, Hank and Tank are bleeding and they pin Spears. The Culling is secretly a babyface faction. Have you noticed that?
What?
Yeah, more after the break. Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
A lot of headlines about AI. I don't think we have anything to worry about. So Spotify, apparently AI makes, they generate chapters when you download our shows on Spotify. And this chapter here is titled Sami Zayn versus Scarlett Johansson. Golly, I'd like to see that feud. Now, my theory about the culling. Okay, if you watch this show every week, forget who they feud with or anything like that. How are they heels? Okay. Sean Spears has created this group. Every speech he gives is, it's not about me. I'm just here to help you guys. I'm here to elevate your careers. I'm here to support you in every way. They bring in Izzy Dame. Izzy Dame, she finds this Tatum Paxley who's being bullied by Sol Ruk and Zarya every week.
Well, first they took out one of their own members.
All she, well, he was a virgin. So
that's a disqualifier.
All Tatum
it's not,
wants.
It's not. I want to say it, but I cannot say
all
it on air.
All Tatum wanted was friends. Do you understand? She just wanted friends. And what happened? The Sol and Zarya just bully her and belittle her and make fun of her for playing with dolls. Who accepts her? Izzy, unconditionally. And she brings her into the culling, and they bring her in, and they give her a home, and they support her, and they befriend her. And then during this match, you know, poor Nico, the driver, you know, he's dispensable, he's just the driver. Well, he's in the ring, and these two maniacs, they go for their honk-honk spot, they're going to run him over. They're going to run over the driver, like two freight trains. Well, what happens? Spears leaps in. Shoves the driver out of the way, takes the bullet, and then he ends up getting pinned. Please explain to me how this is a heel group. Please. Exactly. Apparently the V word is a bannable word on Twitch. Well, that's his character. What do you want me to do? Well,
thank God I didn't.
What do you want me
to
do?
To.
And then, by the way, here's another one. All night long, this Jasper Troy has been beating up Javon Evans. He's beating him up in like 8 segments. Where the heck is Ava? I don't know what she does in storyline on this show.
She was walking around with Robert Stone and...
Apparently not. So she saunters out.
Her.
At the end of the show, she's all sauntering out. And she gives this... The most overdramatic cornball speech about the Evolution show. Like every buzzword you've ever heard, it was so fake. And then, you know, all of the women come out and they talk and it's hideous. I mean, I don't care how big a fan you are of women's wrestling. This segment was hideous. And then they have a brawl and Ava vanishes. Because anytime there's trouble, Ava just like, she just has to go do something else.
Well, what is she going to do? There's...
Tell him to stop
out there.
God, this show sucked. All right, let's do the filthies.
Wow, we have quite a few awards. How much time do we have? About 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
All right, so
10 minutes.
10 minutes. So I would like to start off by doing something I don't normally like to do, Brian, and that is
stall for time.
No, not at all. For the first award, some think this is the most important of them all, the Wrestler of the Year. I think I'm going to agree with Dave Meltzer and say that Mystico has been the Wrestler of the Year. CMLL doing great. Mystico all over the New Japan shows in the USA. All over the MLW shows. Probably the most over guy at every single show I've been on when he's there.
I think that's a as good a pick as any.
Yes.
I mean, who else is there? The
Hangman,
closest...
Goto.
Hangman?
Yeah.
It'd be Moxley. He's the champion.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Oh. Well, I mean, he is a top guy in the promotion, and they actually have been significantly better over the last 6 months. So, I mean, you could make an argument, but I think Mystico is your best pick.
The MMA MVP, a pick I'm sure some will argue with. My pick for MMA MVP, still running the heavyweight division from afar without even fighting years. Still the most important name in the sport, John Jones. I mean, does anyone care about the heavyweight division if he leaves?
Well, he hasn't been around, so do they care now when he's there?
No, they don't.
Okay, well, then he ain't a fighter of the year, brother.
That's even more proof because he hasn't fought. Mm. The most outstanding wrestler, I'm going to go with Will Ospreay.
Oh, there's a million picks here, but sure.
Well, when I think of, like, outstanding, who do I think that's doing just insane stuff all the time, every time I watch him, has a fantastic match?
Well, him and... I mean, he's not as outstanding as far as, like, doing flashy stuff, but, like, Ishii, it's impossible for him to have anything less than an awesome match.
Yeah, there's other... Obafemi.
No, come on.
Ospreay's to me, he's outstanding. He's so impressive.
Well, he's most improved or most impressive. I mean, those are...
Different. Oh, you know what, Brian? Now that you say that, actually, we might as well just get to it because it is down later on the list. Most improved Obafemi. And
I'll
not like
it.
I thought he was bad before, but... I think he's damn good now.
Well, when he first debuted in that tournament, I thought that he was all right, but I thought Tavion was a million times better. Now we are a year and a half or whatever later, and like Obafemi has lapped this guy. He's ready for the main roster now. Has been for a while.
Yeah, and to be a main player on the main roster immediately. The most outstanding fighter of the year, Ilya Topuria. Easy, the UFC 155-pound champion, defeated. Think about this run. KO'd Volkanovski, Max Holloway, Charles Oliveira in succession. Fantastic fighter. Perhaps one of the best we've ever seen. Tag team of the year. This is a tough one just because, you know, like Hurt Syndicate is the most powerful tag team of the year. But I can't say that
Young
that's
Bucks.
What I look forward to seeing. My tag team of the year, Brian, is Fraxium.
I would have given Fraxium the award last year, and I would give Young Bucks the award this year. Somehow Young Bucks won last year when Fraxium should have won. So I'll switch it. And yes, FTR should also be in the running.
Best on interviews could be Tony Storm, but my pick, because this is the person when I think about it, this is who I remember the most, what they've said, they made me believe the most, that is Naomi.
God.
I think she's been the best on interviews.
I enjoy her interviews a lot. She is not the best promo in wrestling, but she is.
This year?
She's had the best lines, but not the best promos.
I disagree.
Okay, that's fine.
Promotion of the year, UFC. I mean, record profits. No matter what kind of slop they put out there in front of you, they're bringing home the money every single time. Sellout after sellout after sellout. So, the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship. The best weekly TV show, Brian. Did you realize?
Better
did
be
you
NXT.
Know, I am a former winner of this category.
That's true.
The Ultimate Fighter Season 8 was a winner of this category. So I didn't realize until yesterday when I was doing the research, but I am a Wrestling Observer Award winner.
Wow. I'm a 2-time award winner, thanks.
Ever since the move to Max, I got to say, AEW Dynamite, fantastic. No matter how many people walk through that ticket counter, no matter how many people are in the building, the show is great virtually every week.
So I would agree with Dynamite. Which show do I love the most on certain weeks? That would be NXT. But as far as like the best show, it would be Dynamite, and I think Raw actually would be second. Raw on Netflix in 2.5 hours, I don't know what it is, dude. Like, it's good far more than it's bad. SmackDown has sucked the entire year. That better win worse show.
Match of the year.
I'm not even going to start. There have been about 80.
Comes down to two matches from the same show. Hangman and Ospreay. Or my pick, because it stood out to me the most. I remembered it more, and that is Anarchy in the Arena. The MMA fight of the year from the last ever branded PFL Bellator show, the PFL-ator. Usman Nurmagomedov versus Big News Paul Hughes. Fantastic high-level fight between two young fighters. Back and forth. Nurmagomedov got the decision, but a lot of people are looking forward to this rematch. I can't wait to see it. And if you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Feud of the year, Tiffany and Charlotte. God. Well, who seemed like they hated each other the most? That's what I want to see.
I guess.
The best technical wrestler. Dethroning his mentor, Zack Sabre Jr., has won this award many times. Kosei Fujita.
Really?
Yeah. Best brawler, John Moxley. Best flyer, I'm going to go with somebody who never misses. Perfection, absolutely every single time they fly. That is the genius of the sky, Io Sky.
Interesting.
Most overrated, Will Ospreay.
Wow. You gave him Wrestler of the Year.
Most outstanding.
And what was the other one?
Most overrated.
Wow.
Every time you're expected a match of the year, every single time. And I'm over it. The most underrated, you know, I was thinking about this. You got like indie stars like Alec Price. You got, you know, TNA champion Masha Slamovich. I think she's great. She should be everywhere. She is everywhere. Miyu Yamashita, another person I've seen every time deliver. But my favorite, who I think is the most underrated, if you watch CMLL, it's the 48-year-old Rudo Averno.
Really?
Who's out? Yeah, this guy.
Are we talking under pushed? Are we talking like under? What does even underrated mean?
Well,
because underrated in the Observer Awards always means under pushed, which would mean Javon Evans by far.
Yeah, but you rate him highly.
Yeah,
you never hear anybody talking about Averno. And the best non-wrestler, the final award. This one was easy. A landslide. Are you kidding me? None other than NXT's own Ava.
Who else? That's worst non-wrestler.
Who else could give The Rock advice on what to say when he was flustered and nervous?
That's true.
She makes decision after decision after decision and takes credit for it. Even when others gave her the idea.
All right, we gotta go to a break. Does. I've had enough. Observer Live.
Ava.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a look. little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, some people are asking, yes, there will be an After Dark Radio here today, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, here on Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, as well as twitch.tv/f4wvideo and video.f4wonline.com. So however you are watching or listening to this program, you're going to be able to listen to After Dark this afternoon as well.
That's Brian, gonna be a lot of fun. What signal in the other dimensions does that play on?
On the other dimensions, I don't know. But today we'll have Robert Baer. He is the vice president, co-founder of Spiritual Awakenings International. Past vice president, former board member of IANDS, the International Association for Near-Death Studies. Attended West Valley College, San Jose State, University of California, Santa Cruz, and the University of San Francisco. We're going to be talking about near-death experiences, Tom.
Wow.
Today speaking on After Dark Radio.
Speaking of near-death experiences, breaking news. I see on Twitter, AJ and Big Justice and the Rizzler have arrived in Texas with one goal. And that is to take down, I can't even say it without laughing, the Don Callis family.
What? The Riz is going to take out the Don Callis family? Wow. Boom! I'm going to wrap it up, everybody. That was a fun time. I'll see you in an hour. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.